Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is the United States going to experience another civil war in our time? The Daily Mail wrote on June 2. A new poll shows 44% of Americans believe the nation is headed toward another civil war. That includes 53% of Republicans and 39% of Democrats. About 1 in 5 said they at least somewhat approved of assassinating a politician whom they believed was harming the country or our democracy. The figure included 44% of young Democratic men and 40% of young Republican women. A majority of both Republicans and Democrats believe their political opponents pose a threat to the country and want to harm their political opponents. Now, these are frightening figures, especially since it is felt by many that the Second Amendment is under attack or that the police needs to be defunded. But why is a civil war even thinkable? Possible? Probable? Likely? Perhaps even certain? To answer this question with a very famous saying, it is the economy, stupid. Biden told us yesterday on the Jimmy Kimmel comedy show that we have the strongest growing economy in the world, and he repeated it 2 times, in the world, in the world, in the world. Now, whether true or not, the American people do not see that. Here is what they do see. They see groceries and other daily necessities are costing them a fortune, if they can even get them. They see unheard-of gas prices at the pump. And even though Biden blames Russia or COVID or gas companies, many hold Biden and his administration responsible. As Obama used to say, the buck stops with me. In many places, gas is over $5. In California, over $6 on average. The Biden administration admitted families will pay $450 more for gas this year on average. Clearly, in some, if not in many cases, anger over such ongoing development might very well result in violence in stores, in gas stations, at the gas pump, and so on. The Daily Beast wrote on June 3, gas prices have skyrocketed to record highs, forcing some families to choose between filling their tank and putting food on the table. CNN Business wrote on June 2, now we have an oil crisis, a gas crisis, and an electricity crisis at the same time. This energy crisis is much bigger than the oil crises of the 1970s and 80s. It will probably last longer, fueling social unrest, angering the public. The 1973 oil crisis was marked by hours-long lines at gas stations, fuel shortages, and panic. Experts said they worry about fuel shortages again today. And then Bloomberg wrote on June 3, the financial system is most vulnerable to the greatest credit bubble in human history. If this credit bubble ever pops, it is going to be the most catastrophic market failure that anyone has ever read about. Investors should prepare for an economic hurricane. U.S. treasuries and gold are failing investors this year, and many do expect that this bubble will burst, leaving behind many, many devastated, unhappy, and angry investors. Now, we could talk about violence as it is. We are thinking in terms of violent demonstrations by Black Lives Matter or the Antifa movements, but I like to talk about the most recent violence committed potentially against a United States Supreme Court judge. Breitbart wrote on June 8, a California man carrying at least one weapon near Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home has been taken into custody by police after telling officers he wanted to kill the Supreme Court justice. The man was angry about the leaked draft of an opinion by the Supreme Court signaling that the court is prepared to overturn Roe v. Wade, that famous abortion case. He was also angry about the recent spate of mass shootings, so, according to police, he grabbed a gun to go out and shoot a Supreme Court justice. Looks like we should also thank the corporate media for broadcasting the front of Kavanaugh's home, which makes it so much easier for his enemies to find. And let us never forget that contrary to written law, Joe Biden and his administration championed mass protests outside the justices' homes. Now let me explain. It is a crime to protest, and I quote, in or near a building or residence occupied or used by a judge with the intent of influencing him or her. The refusal by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce this law and the approval and encouragement of such illegal protests by Joe Biden and his administration is deeply troublesome. Secondly, in March 2020, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stated to Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and I quote, "You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." At that time, Chief Justice Roberts responded to Schumer by saying, "Threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous." It has been suggested by Fox News moderators that Schumer should be impeached for inciting violence, as there is allegedly no other explanation for his verbal outbursts. But Schumer is not the only one. Biden, Pelosi, and Harris have also made provocative statements against the Supreme Court justices and pro-life supporters, which could be viewed as inciting violence against them. It is ironic that at this time, a Democratic committee set up by Pelosi, who violated thereby her own rules, is trying to hold Trump responsible for the events on January 6. So, there is anger all around. And the real possibility of violence and civil war does exist, with brother against brother. Let me give you a glimpse as to what is prophesied for America. In Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and in verse 54, we read, "The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother." Isaiah 9, and verse 19 says, "No man shall spare his brother." Micah, chapter 7, verse 2 says, "They all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net." And finally, Haggai chapter 2 and verse 22, where God is quoted as saying, "I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother." We have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. This booklet tells you more about what is prophesied for the United States. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.